expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
And here we are. Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem. And I want to welcome you to our urban story on this very hot but beautiful Saturday afternoon, June 30th, 2018. And Miss Diamond is here with me. Miss Diamond, would you like to say hello to our listeners?
Yes. Welcome, everyone, to our urban story. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes. And before we start, let me give the call-in number, 973-925-4559, to let your voice be heard and let your opinion be known. Well, we've had a very exciting time since we met with you last Saturday. A lot of things have been happening. And I also want to say thank you to my friend who has been feeding me news feeds all week. I don't know if I'm up to speed and able to comprehend everything. But I have a teacher, one who is keeping me abreast and in the know of everything that's going on. And I want to say in advance, thank you, Sarge, for all that you do and all that you provide us with. I hate to start off with such a sad note, but I am going to do it today. You know, we have our oldest living vet from World War II. His name is Richard Overton, and he lives in Austin, Texas. He was born May the 11th. 1906. He's 112 years old. We just saw a news flash that some horrible people cleaned out his bank account. We don't know how much we're talking about, even if it's $5,000, $20,000, a dollar. That was his money, and that is disgraceful. What do you have to say about that, Ms. Diamond?
Yeah, that's very distressful that people would steal from the oldest living veteran that we have. It is evil and it's a disgrace. And I pray that a GoFundMe or some kind of fundraiser
absolutely
will be held so that this veteran can get his money back. And I'd be happy to contribute to it if it's a legitimate charity or some kind of fundraiser for him. I definitely want him to recoup his money.
And here it is, you know, I mean, a veteran. You know, that was participated in a very horrible situation. A veteran that helped win the war so that we have the freedoms and the liberties we have in America. Someone would be that low and disgraceful, but that's the world we live in, and these are the times that we have to acknowledge are really here. Ms. Diamond, what do you have to introduce to our listening audience?
Yes, I know when we spoke last week, I was going to compile a list showing the racism of the Democratic Party from the time antebellum after slavery, after the Civil War, through current day. But at this point, because of so many breaking news stories, we're going to postpone it until next week because there are so many things that we want to touch on today. So we're going to do that next week. But I will point out the racism of the Democratic Party and how they have actually harmed black people. And we'll get into that.
Almost definitely.
It's a compelling case that the Republicans are the one who had to ensure that the Democratic Party did not break faith, if you will, of trying to give blacks equal rights after the Civil War. It's going to be an eye-opening show next week for a lot of people who assume that the Democrats have always been the friends of African Americans. We vote
That's not true,
in a block
yes.
for the Democratic Party. There's this blind loyalty to the Democratic Party, and it's really unwarranted. But we'll get into that next week because we have a lot of stories I want to get to today.
You know, as I mentioned, you know, my friend, you know, Sarge, he's been giving me some very useful information. Right now I'm in the process of watching a video, and I have to watch it again, on subversion, how our minds can be so controlled by different people, even, you know, people not in elected positions. You know, one thing he mentioned, the media, they've not been elected by anyone, but they, you know, train us in many respects on how to think, how to react. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is very interesting, and I really want to learn more before I go into it or try to say that I understand what he's saying. I'm going to have to watch it again and again and really just take notes so that I can share with you what I'm learning.
Absolutely. Well, let's just dive right in.
Yes, let's do it.
Last week, because we were discussing the phoniness of the liberals talking about the separation of children from their parents at the border, we didn't get a chance to squeeze in to mention the passing of Charles Krauthammer, a conservative. Right. I didn't always agree with Mr. Krauthammer, but he worked for the Washington Post, and more recently, well, not too recently, but he's been on Fox News as a guest many, many, many times, and we just want to acknowledge his passing, as so many people have done the past couple of weeks. So just to give our condolences to the family of Charles Krauthammer.
Yes, yes, yes. We couldn't do that last week.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to say anything on that?
No. I mean, I think you've covered it. You know, he was a remarkable man, winner of the Nobel Peace Peace Prize. Is that what you call it?
Well, it's a Nobel Peace Prize, but if he won it, it was for literature.
He was an outstanding journalist.
Brilliant.
He was brilliant.
Yeah.
That's right. And even in light of the fact that he had a debilitating accident where he was diving when he was a young man, and he was a paraplegic, that didn't stop him from contributing to society. And I agree with you. I didn't always agree with him. But for the most part, I did, because he was very analytical, and I think he was very fair.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We also want to talk about, and I'm sure the listeners have since heard about the brutal murder of a 15-year-old boy in the Bronx by the name of Lisandro Guzman Feliz. He was mistaken for another boy. It was a mistaken identity situation. And this Dominican gang pulled him out of a bodega in the Bronx, I think on Bathgate Avenue, and had machetes with him and chopped him up, stabbed him to death. It was a horrible crime, caught on video. Fortunately, the NYPD was able to arrest, I think they're up to 8 men now that they've arrested. A number of them were found to be hiding out in Paterson, New Jersey, not too far from where we are sitting right now.
That's right.
And I'm just glad that the NYPD was able to, with the cameras, fortunately, that bodega, maybe it was just on a city street, because New York City, particularly Midtown Manhattan, New York City has a lot of cameras around, I guess after 9/11.
Thank God.
So thank God they were caught. He was a member of the Law Enforcement Explorers Program. Mr. Guzman Feliz Jr., I think they call him Jr., wanted to be a police officer. So we're so sorry for his mother, his family, and you really have to pray for your children. He just went to the bodega, and they pulled him out. It's all on camera. They pulled him out and just start hacking at him with machetes. This is a gang from Dominican Republic. We don't know if they're legal or illegal immigrants, but we do know, I read somewhere, that most of them, except one, needed a translator because they did not speak English.
Right.
So we're just grateful. We don't know. I think the NYPD is conducting an investigation to find out why police officers assigned to that area didn't do more to help this young man. It was a brutal attack, and we're just lifting up his family in prayer right now. He was put to rest in the Bronx. The ball bearers all wore New York Yankee jerseys because he loved the Yankees. It was a horrible crime. Horrible, horrible, beyond words to do that. And even if they had caught the right guy,
that's horrible.
That would still be horrible. But apparently what's behind it is that this guy was in a video with one of the relatives of the gang members, and they were having sex or something. They filmed it, and I guess the brother got upset, but they did this to the wrong individual. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, you know, it's a horrible act. even if they had the right person. Exactly. That is just horrible.
It is horrible.
And, you know, we're talking about, you know, trying to blame Trump for the separation of families. No, this has been going on for a couple of decades. Mm-hmm. We had children separated from their families for many, many, many years. In other words, I don't know what kind of parents these are that send their children over to America unaccompanied, mm-hmm. unaccompanied. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they're joining these gangs, some of them are. And this is what we see the results of. This is what happens.
Right.
We need strong families. We need to focus on building families. But one thing for sure, you can't blame Donald Trump, our President Trump, for what's been going on. Because the Democrats, when they're in power, remember, they encourage people to come over here to get food
right.
stamps.
Right.
And they didn't encourage them to wait in line and do it the legal way.
Exactly.
They encouraged them to illegally come over.
Exactly.
And many of these parents, and I've have very low regard for parents, that would use their children to break laws so that they can find a way to get into the United States. That, to me, is child abuse. That, to me, is putting your child at risk. And that, to me, shows that you're not a good parent.
Well, you know, I like what Mike Pence said the other day. He addressed it to some leaders from Central America. He says, if you can't come here legally, don't come.
Don't come.
You're putting your children at risk. When you come to the United States illegally, we have laws. Maybe under Obama, it didn't appear as though we have immigration laws, but we do on the books. We have immigration laws. And let me just clear up something. When the media was posting photos of children and looked like they were in cages and stuff, some of those photos were from 2014 when Obama
Absolutely.
Was president.
Right.
A lot of this stuff happening at the border happened under Obama, and yet the Rachel Maddows of the world were very silent. The
right.
Maxine Waters of the world were very silent. They said nothing.
And the Nancy Pelosi's.
They're hypocrites. The Democratic Party is on a losing track. They're just going to attack Trump. They're not trying to look for solutions to the immigration problem. They're on a losing track, and they're not going to win during the midterms.
They shouldn't win. They don't deserve to win. Those of you listening to the sound of our voices, I hope that you are tired of being used by the Democratic Party. You're being used for them to stay in power. You're being used, that's all. Because they put foreigners before they put Americans.
Absolutely.
You know, we have a situation where we have laws in this land. And when people don't respect our laws, what do the Democrats do? They establish sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. Where in the world can an American citizen who has broken the law go for sanctuary?
Right.
We have to answer. We have to pay. And that is not right. And then we have them, you know, not thinking about the Americans who are looking for jobs. Those jobs many times are taken by these illegal aliens because they will, you know, accept the lower pay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that means an American trying to support his family, support her family, they don't have that job available to them. Americans should come first. And we should get tired of reelecting into office people who don't put Americans first.
No, you said a mouthful, and that's totally correct. It appears as though the Democratic Party cares more about illegals
Absolutely.
Than they do for the average American. And some key people in the Democratic Party need to wake up. I don't want them to wake up because I want them to lose. But if they want to win the midterms, they're going to have to wake up and start addressing the concerns of average Americans.
Don't give them
otherwise,
any pointers. Don't give them any pointers.
They're going to lose. Now, the Democratic...
I wouldn't give them one pointer because what? I'm interested in the American people coming awake, awakening from their slumber. Stop with all of this loyalty to a party. Learn how to be loyal to your God and your country first. No party. The party is not important. What's important is let's do things right. And many of these people are communists, Marxists, and trying to overthrow the American way, the values, the ethics, and all of that. They're trying to break us down and create America in their image.
Well, that's been happening for decades.
Yes.
For many, many decades. Now, on Tuesday night, you have this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who beat a longtime Democratic congressman, incumbent, and she's a socialist. She can't really explain really what. But so to your point, they want to try to break down or try to remake America in a socialist image,
absolutely,
in a godless image, and it won't work. America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. That's not something I'm saying or what you're saying. That is documented in our American history.
It is.
So it is. We are a Judeo-Christian nation, and when the Democrats, they just want to divide us into different little silos. You're black, you're lesbian, you're gay, you're this, you're Asian. They're not interested in uniting. They're interested in dividing at this point.
And they're trying to do it from an emotional standpoint. They don't do it from an intellectual standpoint or from facts or whatever. But they use those little nuances to try to separate and conquer. Mm-hmm. This is part of, well, you know, as I said, I'm going to watch these tapes again about the subversion that goes on. But this is what they do, and they distract you from the real issues. Mm-hmm. They've invaded our churches. They've invaded the educational, academia, every segment of society, and we need to be aware of what they're doing and stop them in their tracks.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, Donald Trump has had some very key court case wins over the past week and a half or so. The travel ban has been upheld. The Supreme Court has ruled that it's not based on religion. And like you and I were saying earlier, if you have a Christian country that was sending in terrorists, and it just happens to be predominantly Christian, that nation would be on the travel ban list.
Absolutely.
So it just so happens that the countries, the religion that's sending most of the terrorists, they're Muslim, it's Islamic, but it's from the country. It's not based on religion. It's based on the country where we're getting all of these hits or these plots that are being planned to attack us. So I'm grateful that the travel ban was upheld by the United States Supreme Court.
Right. Absolutely. And the Supreme Court also ruled about unions.
Right. The Supreme Court, and I'm just going to read a little bit from the New York Times, Thursday, June 28th, 2018. Quote, "The Supreme Court dealt a major blow on Wednesday to organized labor by 5-4 vote with the conservative justices in the majority. The court ruled that government workers who choose not to join unions may not be required to help pay for collective bargaining," unquote. This is huge.
Because
the unions heretofore have been forcing workers who were not part of the union to pay collective bargaining dues. And part of that money was going to the Democratic Party.
All the time, every election.
Even if you had union members who did not believe in contributing to the Democratic National Committee, the unions, because they wield so much power within the DNC, were still making those contributions against the wishes of their workers. So this is a major setback for the Democratic coffers, because the unions will now not have as much money to contribute to the DNC.
Absolutely. And then we have the travel ban, and we have this for the unions, and they are going crazy. Nancy Pelosi, I was sent a video from my instructor, and she is so upset. She's talking about soybeans. She's blaming the Supreme Court for the price of soybeans decreasing. I mean, this is how outrageous they are becoming. But I have an article that I got from the Free Republic that really, I think you should get a copy of it, anyone listening. The title of it is "Satan's Minions Are Screaming at Trump." If there were any question whether Marxism is a satanic cult, you have to look no further than the anguish and anger we witnessed last week. No matter what the occasion, we heard the vilest, disgusting language coming from the leadership of the Democratic Party and Holly Weird. These people go to bed raging about their hatred of President Trump and wake up with even more anger. Now, you know those are true words. I'm just going to read this. The latest virtue in their religion is being outraged by President Trump. In their world, they believe if you are not outraged by him, you are not a decent human being. Mm. This is why they are continually showing more and more outrageous behavior. Since this is telling everyone in the world, they are more outraged than you are, so they are more noticing than you are how offended they are. As we get closer to the nomination of this justice, we are going to be seeing cultists losing control of their humanity. They will be doing and saying more and more outrageous comments and actions in their opposition to their perceived loss of abortion. Mm.
And just to give you the context for that, we all know at this point that Justice Anthony M. Kennedy announced his retirement, I believe it was Wednesday, June 27th. Kennedy was appointed to the, he was appointed by President Reagan and confirmed by the Senate, I believe, in 1987. So he's been on the court for about 30 years. Mm. Kennedy was initially thought to be a conservative jurist, but as he turned out, he would side with both conservatives on the court and with liberals. And he has been the key linchpin of saving, if you will, the very flawed ruling involving Roe versus Wade that happened in 1973. The concern that many liberals have, and I don't even know if I want to keep using the term liberal, they're not really
right,
liberal.
They're secular humanists, really.
They're really fascist at a certain level.
They are.
And I looked up fascism. It's really about just boiling it down, and I would all urge all of you to do the same, looking it up. It's really shutting down your opponents, like Hitler did in the 1930s on his way to the rise in power in Germany. It's not about listening to the other side. It's about shutting them down. What the progressives, the secular humanists, fear is that Trump is going to nominate a conservative for the court who, with the simple majority in the Senate, the nuclear option that Harry Reid, a Democrat, put into place in 2013, who will be confirmed by the Senate if there is a simple majority. That's what they fear. And with another conservative on the court, Roe versus Wade, it's on life support at this point, and it may be overturned. It was passed into law by the Supreme Court, by many legal analysts with flawed reasoning, and it was more influenced, in my opinion, by political correctness in 1973.
And you know, the Constitution doesn't even mention the word abortion. I don't recall. It's not even in the Constitution. Let me just read another passage from this Free Republic article. The soul of this religion, and we're talking about Marxism, is abortion, which celebrates the killing and dismembering of babies in the womb. Paganism has long worshipped the killing of innocent babies, and this cult is no different. You could never hear their primal scream this week as their you could hear their primal scream this week as their members cried out to the fact women will not be able to have their abortions for any reasons at any time up until and including the first breath. Only Stalin and Mao were able to claim more human deaths than our 60 million and counting deaths to abortion. That's their main concern about dismembering and killing babies. That this is going to be looked at, and if our president puts someone on the Supreme Court that believes in life, the sacredness of life, they don't want that. That's why they're going crazy right now.
Well, that's why they can overlook the raw, naked racism of Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood, because abortion is a sacrament to them. It is very, it's like holy to them.
It is.
As perverted, as sick as that sounds. And the sacrifice of children, of human beings, goes back to the time, the ancient history and
Aztecs.
Of paganism.
That's right.
And so abortion on demand, they don't even care if you're a murderer, racist. If you support abortion, I'm exaggerating a little bit, like Margaret Sanger did, they are going to give you their support.
Oh, goodness, yes.
So the cries and the screams due to the retirement of Anthony Kennedy, Justice Anthony Kennedy.
They're just beginning.
They're just beginning. Trump is set to announce his nominee. to the Supreme Court on July 9th. And we hope and pray he picks a pro-life conservative, which he will do. I'm confident that President Trump will do that.
You know, a murder is murder. And, you know, these leftists, secular humanists, really, you can't even call them progressives because there's nothing progressive about them. It's paganistic what they propose and what they believe in. We're going to go to break in a few seconds, so stay with us. We'll be back on our urban story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles, Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Our Urban Story. Today is Saturday, June 30th, 2018, and it's a pretty warm day here in the northeastern part of the United States. Let's just continue on with our stories. We mentioned the retirement of Justice Anthony M. Kennedy and what it has brought out in the liberals or the regressives. They're not really progressive. And they're just distraught. Well, tough. Donald Trump has been blessed. His presidency is going very well. He has come under attacks. We talked last week about what Peter Fonda said about his son, Barron. We talked about Tom Arnold, who used to be married to Roseanne Barr, threatening to stalk Trump's grandchildren. It's gotten really sick. Last Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, Congresswoman Maxine Waters at a rally in Los Angeles after we discussed, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was told to leave the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Kentucky. And not only that, let me just go back to that story. Not only was she and her party asked to leave the Red Hen restaurant, which has since fallen, I think, on difficult times, and has gotten terrible ratings. She and her party, I think she and her husband actually left, but her other members of her family were followed to the restaurant they went to across the street.
Yep.
So it wasn't enough that the Red Hen employees harassed Sarah Huckabee Sanders, daughter of Governor Mike Huckabee, spokeswoman for the president. Not enough that she was asked to leave the Red Hen restaurant. When her party went to a restaurant across the street, these knuckleheads from the Red Hen restaurant followed her party there and harassed them across the street. That's just unacceptable. So Maxine Waters, building on that craziness, said that wherever Trump cabinet members, and I'm not quoting her verbatim, but wherever you find Trump cabinet members at the gas station, the grocery store, restaurant, surround them and crowd them, harass them. That's what she's calling for. The harassment of her political opponents. That is not American. That's what they did. I'm not trying to use the Nazi Germany thing too much because I've done enough research to know how brutal, horrible, and evil the Nazi regime was. But that's what you do in other countries. You do not do that in the United States. Now, I have to give credit to Nancy Pelosi, who is a leader of the Democratic Party on the Hill, for speaking out against it. I have to also give credit to Chuck Schumer.
Yes.
For saying that is un-American what Maxine Waters said. Now, I love the fact Trump cracks me up. When he goes on Twitter, he is hilarious a lot of times. And he basically told Maxine Waters, be careful what you ask for, Max, because it could come back on her. Maxine Waters is a mother, a grandmother. She does not want her children, her family harassed when they go out in public. And her address has been published on Facebook.
And the thing about
we have her address on Facebook. People could go to her house and harass her. That is un-American what she called for.
And then, you know, the thing about it, she had nerve enough to include in her statement that God is on their side. Yeah. God is not on the side, the God of the Bible, I should say, is not on the side of chaos, hating your neighbor for no cause. All of that stuff that she was calling from, that does not describe and fit in with the character of the God of the Bible. If she's talking about God is on her side, it's the little G God that has blinded her to love thy neighbor as thyself.
Absolutely.
That's the wrong God. Because the God of the Bible wants us to be unified and in unity and respectful of one another. And the bottom line is our president won this election fair and square by the grace of God. And, you know, Sarge brought it to my attention. Here it is. Hillary Clinton couldn't even win a rigged election because everything was rigged in her favor. The polls and everything. But thank God, like Franklin Graham said, they forgot the God factor. God intervened. And we do not have Hillary, sellout America, Benghazi, Clinton as our president. Thank God.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton has been a radical since the 1970s.
Yes, she has always been.
She worked in Washington for the impeachment of Richard M. Nixon.
That's correct.
Hillary Clinton has been in politics as long as I've been alive.
Absolutely.
But she's corrupt. Her husband's corrupt. But I don't go down that path. Excuse me.
I just want, you're all right. A manager at Vancouver's Stanley Park Tea House restaurant has been fired for refusing to serve someone because they had on a Make America Great Again hat. And you know what he says? He says, his name is Darren Hodge. I stand by my decision to ask the patron to remove his hat. The MAGA that has come to symbolize racism, bigotry, Islamophobia, misogyny, white supremacy, homophobia. As a person with a strong moral background, I'm going to stop right there, because you can't have a moral background that's based on biblical values and ethics and look at someone, and because they have on a hat that represents what they believe, and refuse to serve them. You don't have any morality based on Judeo-Christian values, I should say.
Well, I want these liberals to think about this. Thank you.
Yes.
Was it right to deny Dr. King and other African Americans a place to eat because they were black? So what she did at the Red Hen, who's a cousin of Meryl
Streep.
And
what this guy did.
And what he did, because these people have Make a Great, or she knows Sarah Huckabee Sanders, spokeswoman for the president. This guy had a MAGA, Make America Great Again hat
right,
on.
Right, right.
They were
all
discriminated against. So what Absolutely. These regressives, these they're actually fascists, godless fascists on
yes,
the Democratic side of politics. What they're doing is they're discriminating against people who disagree with them. They don't really believe
Absolutely.
In diversity.
And there's
they
no free speech.
They talk about diversity.
No.
But they really don't believe in it if you don't agree with them.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's really no free speech, to your point.
No, there's
they
not.
Don't. If it were up to them, they would limit free speech.
Right.
But I thank God that Hillary Clinton did not win, because she would have a chance to appoint at least two justices. We know Anthony Kennedy is he's retiring. And we know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 85 years old.
She should be retired.
She's trying to hold on.
Yes.
But I don't know if she's going to make it through possibly two terms of President Trump.
No.
So if she does not, then President Trump will have a third justice that he can appoint
absolutely,
to the Supreme
absolutely.
Court.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous that people would react to a hat. Mm-hmm. And this hat is supposed to represent racism, misogyny, all of this foolishness. Mm-hmm. 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 But their minds have been controlled by the media, and their minds, you know, from the dark side of it, really doesn't make sense.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I want to talk very briefly, Barbara, about the attacks on the Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, ICE, as we call them. And I'm glad that President Trump sent out a tweet this morning in support of the Immigration Enforcement officers, Customs Enforcement officers, because they are protecting our country. We have a right to borders. You have Senators Elizabeth
Absolutely.
Warren and others who are calling for ICE to be abolished. That is irresponsible. The Democrats are spending more energy, more time protecting illegal aliens than they are fighting for the rights of our veterans who fought for this country, fought and died for this country. They are more concerned about illegal aliens than they are about everyday average Americans.
And why?
Well, because they want a voting block. It's all about power with the Democrats.
It is.
It's not really about their compassionate. They're compassionate about mothers being separated from their children at the border, and
no.
yet they believe in abortion, and that's violently ripping out the child from that woman's womb. Do they believe in abortion
yes.
on demand?
And please tell me if I'm right or wrong. Did I hear or read that Jerry Brown from California is requiring students in school to speak Spanish, to take Spanish?
I don't know. I can't vouch
I
for
think
that.
I read that someplace. Now, when has any Democrat said we're going to require people who speak Spanish to learn English.
Exactly.
No, one for English, two for Spanish. Mm-hmm. And when I buy something in the store, I know I'm paying more because it's the directions are in two languages.
Absolutely.
English and Spanish.
Exactly. Before we run out of time, I just want to mention the passing of Joseph Jackson, the patriarch Jackson family. I mean, regardless of his flaws as a human being, Mr. Jackson led his family from the ghettos of Gary, Indiana, to worldwide fame. As we know, Michael and Janet became, and Janet still is, an international superstar. Joe Jackson was tough, but he came from a tough background. He was from, based on the history I know of Joseph Jackson, came from Arkansas. He saw the racism, the Jim Crow laws. He went to Chicago, where he met his wife and married her, Mrs. Catherine Jackson, in 1949. Joe was a father of 11 children, two of whom, Marlon's twin, died in childbirth after he was born, and then we know Michael. So we just want to acknowledge the passing of Joseph Walter Jackson, 89 years old, and with everything going on, I just want to say he did accomplish a lot.
He did accomplish a lot.
And that can never be taken away from Joe Jackson.
You know, and the things that they said about him, you know, I just thought that was just over the top because the man sacrificed a lot, bought them clothes when they couldn't buy clothes, et cetera, et cetera, and pushed and pushed and pushed them until they, you know, received world recognition.
Absolutely.
So I applaud a person like that.
Yep.
You know, I saw something on Facebook that I just wanted to mention to someone. I did share it and all of that. This is about the mayor of a place called Helena, Montana. And that is Trump country. There, they have elected a black mayor for the first time in their history. But what's so special about this mayor? His name is Wilmot, W-I-L-M-O-T, Collins. He's an African refugee. He came here as a refugee. He's been here about 20 years, and they elected him there in Trump country as their mayor. Now, for all of those people who are always yelling, oh, America is so racist, how could this happen? How could Obama be elected president if America was just bubbling over with racist whites? This nullifies that argument to me.
I also want to mention very briefly about the persecuted Christians in Nigeria. It's not getting a lot of attention in the media. No surprise, because the attackers are Muslims, and this media, the mainstream media, protects Muslims, the mainstream media in this country and in Europe, particularly the United Kingdom. They're being attacked in Nigeria. The church is being attacked, and we want to lift up persecuted Christians around the world in prayer. And I just wanted to mention that, and please keep them in your prayer. We should never forget the persecuted Christians. And I also wanted to mention the shooting that was at the newspaper in Maryland.
Oh, yes, with five women.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have the murder. I don't remember the number, but several.
Five
were murdered.
Yes.
And our condolences to their families. This is not a time to be pointing fingers and blaming Donald Trump. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's not gun laws. Apparently, the shooter got the guns legally. That's my information. So it's about evil. Just like we spoke earlier about the murder of that 15-year-old in the Bronx.
Absolutely.
They didn't shoot him to death. They had machetes.
They hacked him to death.
They hacked him to death. So it's not the weapon. It's the person. It's the intent of the person with the weapon. It could be machetes. It could be a bomb. It could be a gun. So more gun control is not going to control the evil. We need more prayer in this land, asking the true and living God to help us to restore our nation. That's what we need.
Yes.
Spiritual reawakening.
Absolutely. And one final, you know, part of this article that I was reading to you that I got from the Free Republic, and the name of the article is Satan's Minions Are Screaming at Trump. The fact is, Americans are armed to the teeth. As one man put it, legal U.S. gun owners have 3 million guns and probably a trillion rounds of ammo. Seriously, folks, if we were the problem, you'd know it. No wonder the left hates guns. No wonder progressive politicians constantly lobby to reduce or eliminate the Second Amendment. As long as those firearms are in the hands of peaceable citizens, the far left can only go so far. Fascist tactics cannot work against an armed populace. That's all I'm saying. Wonderful. Right. Like the other Saturday, we were at one of the most wonderful events I have ever attended in Belchertown, what was that, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. where it was a Flag Day and a Second Amendment rally. And most of the people were armed, and I felt very safe and secure. And no fascists were going to show up there and try to disrupt that wonderful gathering.
Mm-hmm. July 4th is coming this Wednesday.
Yes.
July 4th. It is Independence Day for the United States. We celebrate it. Part of that is the Second Amendment.
Absolutely.
In the United States, because the tyranny that our forefathers and foremothers experienced under King George of Great Britain, that's why the Second Amendment is in
Absolutely.
The Constitution. The government does not have a right to just run us over, overtake us. As the late Abraham Lincoln said, the government is of, by, and for
the people.
The people. We should never forget that. Now, I am not personally a gun owner, but I respect the Second Amendment, and I do respect the fact that we have the right to bear arms. Many more of us would have been victims, particularly single women whose homes have been broken into. They would have been killed without their firearms. We had a man who flew all the way from, I believe, Australia to meet a woman's 14-year-old daughter. He showed up on her doorstep and she shot him. He would have broken into the home and done God knows what to that woman and her daughter.
Absolutely.
So the right to bear arms, as you laid out in your book,
that's
Escaping
correct.
The Racism of Low Expectations, is very, very important. And as an African-American, black folk believed in arming themselves because of the attacks by the KKK and other racist groups after we gained our freedom.
And I know one thing, when a perpetrator shows up and when someone evil shows up with a gun, if there is another gun in the hands of a law-abiding citizen, that stops them in their tracks. You know, you can see a lot of it on what I look at YouTube, and they come into store to rob a store, and when the store owner pulls out a weapon and starts, they run. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They run for cover. Mm-hmm. You know, and thank God, as I outline in my book, that thank God I did have my gun, mm-hmm. because my brother, I'm quite sure, would have been dead. I could have been dead.
Right, right.
But when I produced a gun, the bad guy all of a sudden decided he wanted to give up. Mm-hmm. But if I didn't have a gun, there's no telling what would happen. And please pick up a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. I think you'll find it very interesting.
And for those who have prepaid for the book, we're working on your orders now. We will be getting that book out in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
But I just want to go back to the election that saw this socialist in the Bronx get elected over
yes.
Democratic veteran Joe Crowley. There will be no socialist revolution in the United States. As a Democrat saw in November 2016, there's half of this country who will stand up for its freedom. America was not founded to be a socialist nation.
No,
we were founded on Christianity and capitalism. And capitalism has lifted more people out of poverty than any other system known to man. So, I mean, any socialist dreams, it would have happened under Obama, who was a socialist at best and
Marxist
at worst.
Communist, all of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a busy week ahead. Again, July 4th is coming up. A lot to do, a lot to see. Keep your eye on the prize. Now, all of a sudden, now the same Democrats and Rachel Maddow and other media types were crying over the separation of the border from the children from their parents, when in fact it's the parents' fault, because they should not be bringing their children here illegally, and we should not rush to be reuniting these families, because some of those adults are sex traffickers, and we have to make sure we are taking these children to safe place instead of just reuniting them because we're being the media pressure and from these liberals.
And they didn't say a word when these children were coming over here with under Obama and the DACA that he signed without congressional approval.
Right.
He It has a lot to do with what's going on now. So to blame Trump is just absolutely ridiculous. But that's what these secular humanists do. They try to point the finger in the opposite direction, and they don't want to take any responsibility for any of the chaos. You know, these people are really going crazy with Trump in office because they thought they would have it made, that they could go on with their no borders program and whatever goals, and no, don't worry about any wall, or don't worry about enforcing the law, because we have to build up our voting block.
Right, exactly.
They don't care how many Americans are put at risk, mm-hmm. in danger, who may be killed. I'm looking at the statistics of these illegal aliens, and they are very costly to us. We have enough of our own homegrown criminals. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be importing more. We want to people to come to this country that are going to contribute to the society.
Absolutely.
Not come over here to apply for welfare and food stamps when we have Americans who need these benefits and who have contributed to developing some of these, you know, safety nets.
Absolutely. And you know what's so ironic? You know, someone put on Facebook that Barbara Streisand owns roughly 10 houses. Michael Moore, they want to start this revolution. Why aren't they housing some of these illegal immigrants? Why aren't they taking them in?
And the bottom line, too, is why do they have doors on these houses?
You know, why does Barbara Streisand have armed guards? And
absolutely.
So does Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. But then they don't want the average American to have a gun.
Well, I'm glad one thing that they're assigning Secret Service people to travel with Sarah Huckabee now.
Absolutely.
Huckabee Sanders, I should say. Yes, yes. And that's a shame that we have to do that in America. We're supposed to be the land of the free. And we should be able to be free to vote for whomever we want to vote for. And thank God, God was gracious enough that we are not stuck with Hillary. It's a lie, Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a shame that Sarah Huckabee Sanders has to have Secret Service, but I'm glad she has it.
Absolutely.
Maxine Waters is talking about continue to harass the Trump cabinet members, but it could backfire. Maxine,
it's gonna
Waters
backfire.
She needs to be very careful about what she's asking for, like Trump said in his tweet.
Well, she can't be talking about the God of the Bible once again, because the God of the Bible, he says, I am not marked. You will reap what you sow. See, she doesn't fear reaping what she's sowing because she doesn't know the God of the Bible.
No, I agree with
God
you.
God is not marked. You're going to reap what you sow.
Absolutely. So as we gear up for the midterms, let's just keep our head focused. The media is going to contrive a crisis per week. Now the crisis this past week was the retirement of Anthony Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly they've forgotten about, they were crying over the border crisis that the illegal immigrants created themselves. They created the border crisis. America is a land of laws. We have immigration laws. We're not a free-for-all.
And the Democrats encouraged it.
Exactly.
They encouraged it.
Absolutely.
You have to blame them, too.
Absolutely.
And we had a previous president who said America is not defined by borders. What does that mean? That means come to the wasteland any way you can, anytime you want to.
Exactly. Exactly. We have a right to defend our sovereignty. This is a sovereign nation. Again, it is not free for all. We have a right to vet who is coming into this nation. We are, and I agree with President Trump, we are not going to become a nation of just migrant caravans coming into this nation. We need to have it done orderly, and it needs to be fairly. There are people who have waited for years to become U.S. citizens. You cannot just jump the line. It has to be done correctly. If you're being persecuted in your country, apply for that visa that you're being persecuted. But we can't have just caravans of people coming across the border, and we have found too many instances where the children are being trafficked and they're being abused.
That's
so
right.
You're not doing any favors by encouraging people to come to this country illegally.
But you know what I don't understand is, I mean, you have so much gusto and you want to do so much protesting here in America. Did you do any of that in your own homeland to try to get rid of some of the corruption? And did you ever try to run for an office in your own homeland to make a change there? You don't come to the land of the Romans and say, well, this has to be changed, because evidently you're not coming from a country that's better than where you're going to. Period. When you're in Rome, do as the Romans. Don't come here with all of that protesting and all of that if you didn't do it in your own homeland. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get sick and tired of that. I mean, I think it's so disrespectful. You are a guest. I don't know if you were invited or if you snuck over here, but you, this is not your homeland.
Right.
And to be disruptive, they had another women's march with Linda, what's her name? Mm-hmm. Sauer. Mm-hmm. I just call her Linda Sassauer. And she didn't want to say anything. I was watching it on YouTube or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, why don't you go to the land where, you know, the head wrap is respected? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. They're trying to overthrow us and they're trying to overrun us and they're trying to strip us.
But thank God we have a president that's a stalwart.
Thank God.
Blocking that, because that's what they attempted under President Obama.
Yes, they did. They did.
And what you have as a pattern, like this woman who won, who overturned Joe Crowley, the veteran Democrat. She's
a socialist.
She's anti-Israel. It's the same pattern.
Like Bernie Sanders.
It's the same pattern, which equals to me, you're godless. If you don't understand the importance of Israel, you've always blamed Israel. If you're anti-Semitic, you do not understand the Bible. You do not understand God, because our Savior Jesus was Jewish.
Well, I think that they rebelled against it because, you know, with them, man is the measure of all things. They don't include God in any of that stuff. They'd rather worship the earth than give any accolades to God Almighty. We're getting ready to call it a day, and, you know, we hope that you'll have a safe and wonderful 4th of July, and may God continue to bless America, and tune in again to
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top top dentists for 2018, providing exceptional, compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.